Welcome to today's hip pause meditation.
I invite you to take a comfortable seated position, one that you can hold for the next 10 minutes. Maybe that's sitting on a cushion or a chair. It's whatever is serving you today. And once you've found this position, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze. Slowly tuning into your breath today. Making an effort to lengthen and deepen your breath. Reaching up through your spine, lengthening the crown of the head toward the sky. Resting the backs of your hands on your knees. Noticing how your core is holding you upright in your practice. Begin to notice any tension you're holding on to in your body. Releasing through the shoulders. Releasing through the jaw and the lips. Relaxing your forehead. Allowing your body's weight to completely melt onto the earth. Focus of today's practice is examining how your genetics impact your experience in life. Just looking at some of the things that are naturally part of your makeup that cause you to move in different directions in your life. Just bringing more awareness to these things. Learning how to bring our unique qualities and let them really blossom. Continue to connect to your breath. The reading today is from Atomic Habits by James Clear. How your personality influences your habits. Your genes are operating beneath the surface of every habit. Indeed, beneath the surface of every behavior. Genes have been shown to influence everything from the number of hours you spend watching television to your likelihood to marry or divorce, to your tendency to get addicted to drugs, alcohol, or nicotine. There's a strong genetic component to how obedient or rebellious you are when facing authority, how vulnerable or resistant you are to stressful events, how proactive or reactive you tend to be, and even how captivated or bored you feel during sensory experiences like attending a concert. As Robert Plowman, a behavioral geneticist at King's College in London, told me, it is now at the point where we have stopped testing to see if traits have a genetic component, because we literally can't find a single one that isn't influenced by our genes. Bundled together, your unique cluster of genetic traits predispose you to a particular personality. Your personality is the set of characteristics that is consistent from situation to situation. The most proven scientific analysis of personality traits is known as the Big Five, which breaks them down into five spectrums of behavior. 1. Openness to experience, from curious and inventive on one end to cautious and consistent on the other. 2. Conscientious, organized and efficient to easygoing and spontaneous. 3. Extroversion, outgoing and energetic to solitary and reserved. You likely know them as extroverts versus introverts. Agreeableness, friendly and compassionate to challenging and detached. Neuroticism, anxious and sensitive to confident, calm, and stable. All five characteristics have biological underpinnings. Extroversion, for instance, can be tracked from birth. If scientists play a loud noise in the nursing ward, some babies turn toward it, while others turn away. When the researchers tracked these children through life, they found that the babies who turned toward the noise were more likely to grow up to be extroverts. Those who turned away were more likely to become introverts. People who are high in agreeableness are kind, considerate, and warm. They also tend to have higher natural oxytocin levels, a hormone that plays an important role in social bonding, increases feelings of trust, and can act as a natural antidepressant. You can easily imagine how someone with more oxytocin might be inclined to build habits like writing thank you notes or organizing social events. As a third example, consider neuroticism, which is a personality trait all people possess to various degrees. People who are high in neuroticism tend to be anxious and worry more than others. This trait has been linked to hypersensitivity of the amygdala, the portion of the brain responsible for noticing threats. In other words, people who are more sensitive to negative cues in their environment are more likely to score high in neuroticism. The takeaway is that you should build habits that work for your personality. People can get ripped working out like a bodybuilder, but if you prefer rock climbing or cycling or rowing, then shape your exercise habits around your interests. If your friend follows a low-carb diet, but you find that low-fat works for you, then the more power to you. If you want to read more, don't be embarrassed. If you prefer steamy romance over nonfiction, read whatever fascinates you. You don't have to build the habits everyone tells you. Choose the habit that best suits you, not the one that is most popular. How to find a game where the odds are in your favor. Learning to play a game where the odds are in your favor is critical for maintaining motivation and feeling successful. In theory, you can enjoy almost anything. In practice, you are more likely to enjoy the things that come easily to you. People who are talented in a particular area tend to be more competent at that task and are then praised for doing a good job. They stay energized because they are making progress where others have failed, and because they get rewarded with better pay and bigger opportunities. I invite you to recognize some of your skills and the things that come natural to you and how this can be leveraged in your life when you're choosing habits that you want to be consistent with. Continue to notice your breath gently flowing in and out of your body. I'm going to guide you through three rounds of 4, 7, 8 breath, where you will inhale to a count of 4, hold to a count of 7, and exhale to a count of 8. Prepare with a deep breath in and exhale, release. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Draw a full breath in, feeling it move through your belly into the ribs and chest. And exhale, let it go. Begin to bring movement into your fingers and your toes, gently opening your eyes.
Thank you so much for sharing your practice with me today. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and until next time.